Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are just fine. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to speak with a gentleman that is a professional hair care specialist and has been doing hair for men and women for a number of years. And his name is Mr. Michael Smith. Mr. Michael Smith is also not only a hairstylist, but he is also he's not only a hairstylist and a phenomenal hairstylist, he is also the manager at a hair cuttery, a local hair cuttery, which is pretty much a top-of-the-line hair care franchise or brand in the United States. And Mr. Michael Smith is a hard-charging salon leader and master stylist for the Potomac Yards Hair Cuttery, which is located in Alexandria, Virginia. And he's one of those people that is clearly and definitely a mover and shaker of hair care for women and trying to help them to become the best that they can be. You know, in the world that we live in today, you know, women are, you know, they've just got a whole bunch of different options that they, a whole lot of different options that they have to make themselves better and to also to improve the way that they look, what they want to get across to people and how they want to express themselves on a professional, intellectual, social, and all of those different levels. Again, as I was saying, Mr. Michael Smith has been a hairstylist and hair professional for many years, starting off with men's hair and then branching off into the area of women's hair care. And he's one of those people that is truly a trailblazer in the area. Everywhere that Mike goes, he seems to raise the bar a little higher, and that's for men and women. And he believes that men and women not only love his styles, well, he doesn't believe it, it's a true thing. They not only love his styles, they love the work that he does along with the personality that he brings to the hair care world. And I'll be honest, when you look at Mike, you don't think of a hairstylist. You know, he's kind of a rugged kind of person. You know, he doesn't fit the normal stereotype of someone that does hair care. And because he's not that type of person, sometimes when people look at him, you know, before he gets to speak or they get to see his work, I think they're a little shocked, you know, a little surprised that they're looking at a person with over 20-something years of hair care experience and someone who is, again, a true professional in the area of hair care. But anyway, without any further ado, I'd like to welcome to the show Mr. Michael Smith. Michael, how are you today?
I'm great. And you?
Oh, I'm always all right till I can do better. You know, we all have these little slings and arrows we have to go through. You know, people not doing what they're supposed to do in life and all that other stuff. But we work it out. We work it out.
Yeah,
so what
do.
Would you like to share with us today?
Well, I'd like to share a few things on hair color today.
Hair color.
We've been experiencing a lot of clients coming in with, you know, box hair color jobs, and you know they read the box and they see a picture on the box and think that the result that's on the box is, you know, pretty much even across the board. But what they don't understand is if you had another chemical on your hair prior mm-hmm. to using that color, it has an effect on that color. So we have been experiencing a lot of people who, you know, because of, for one reason or the other, either thought they knew what they were doing or knew somebody who said they knew what they were doing, and we wind up with the, you know, something that would have been $75 for them to get the full service done professionally. They wind up going through a process where we have to do corrective color. Corrective color has several stages to it. And, of course, each level, you know, we have to charge for. We can't just go in and say, okay, we're going to just add color onto color to cancel color. Color doesn't lift color. So we have to do is we got to bleach the hair out to, you know, its natural state or as close to its natural shades and hues as possible. And then tone, go back in, put a filler on, and then put a color on it.
Wow. Sounds like a whole lot of chemistry going on, because I know that you need to, it needs to be a professional or else the hair could also get damaged, correct?
Yes. I mean, at that stage, you're doing, you know, significant damage to the hair. But we have, you know, we go through and we have a chemistry system that we also put on the hair, or a shot phase. Most people call it a deep conditioning system. We go through and we apply that from Redken. It's a really good product. It's pretty much everything that can be humanly recreated as far as the hair goes. So we try to put back as many minerals and proteins and everything that we can back into the hair to kind of, you know, take the shock off of it, because, believe it or not, people do that stuff to their hair all the time, and, you know, they don't understand. They see it the first day, it looks and feels okay, and then the next day it feels like a bale of hay on their head. And they run to the store and they start applying all these products, you know, and they start reading stuff and they start applying products, and what could have easily been caught and corrected, they made it to something way, way more damaging to the hair, where the hair actually starts breaking off.
Wow, I know I've seen a lot of people that have had a number of hair faux pas, I guess you can say, and I know I've heard horror stories of women losing their hair, so your suggestion is that they should all go to a professional, especially, you know, when they're looking to change the color of their hair or get a professional point of view, correct?
Yeah. I also have several master stylists that work alongside me, and we do a free consultation. You come in and we pretty much test the integrity of the hair. We pretty much can work with any color that you want. We do Redken colors. We use the whole Redken color line, their bleaches and everything. And one of our guarantees is, you know, we make you smile. We leave you. When you leave our business, you will be smiling. You know, that's one of our promises to our stylists, our clients.
Outstanding. So you're basically talking about a lot of those people that are trying to do that at-home hair maintenance type of deal, or is there something that you suggest to?
I understand that a lot of times people think it's you know, times are hard and, you know, they don't necessarily have the money, but you got to look at it like this. If you had an infection in your toe, you know, ingrown toenail or something, do you go in the kitchen and pull out a box cutter and cut your toe open and try to dig around in there till you find a hangnail or whatever and pluck it out and douse it with alcohol and think it's going to be okay?
No.
Okay. Well, what a lot of people don't understand is the chemical damages that can be done to your hair are significant. And it gets to the point where the hair won't come back. It'll burn you. It'll be a chemical burn. A chemical burn is not like when you get a burn by a fire or a hot, you know, implement. When you get a chemical burn, it goes beneath the surface of the skin, and it destroys the skin. If you look at it, it looks as almost if your skin is melting off of your head. So a lot of times people think, okay, this is just one time. But then what happens is you burn your scalp bad enough, it turns to a callus or a keloid. So now the skin, it hardens to the point where the hair can't repenetrate the surface, but the hair follicle still continues to grow underneath the skin. So then you see people with those bumps on the back of their head and the top of their head, and they tell you, oh, yeah, I went to a stylist and she used a dirty brush or a dirty comb. There's no such thing. Let me be the first to say that's a myth. When you hear someone tells you, oh, yeah, I went to a stylist or a barber and they cut my hair and I got bumps on my neck or on my face, it's a myth. So what happens is that the hair follicle grows at different angles for different ethnic groups. Mainly, if you find someone with curly hair, the hair will tend to curl back into the skin. And that's what gives you those bumps. Now, if you should just let the thing grow and just use anything and just kind of pluck the hair out from under the skin, you'll see the hair comes right out. It don't pull it all the way out of the skin where you got to pull it all out because it's got to grow back. But if you just lift it from under the skin and rub it with some alcohol, within an hour, it's gone. The hair is sticking out of the skin again. No more pimple. It's done. But what these people do is they start performing surgery on themselves. And it's not just from clippers and it's not just from combs. Like I said, it's also a chemical thing. So you get a chemical burn. The skin is all hardened. And they see the pimple coming up, so they start messing with it. They're picking and scratching at it. Their fingernails are dirty because they touch everything. They go to the bathrooms. They use public restrooms. They use their smartphones. Oh, yeah, and your smartphone is probably dirtier than most doorknobs that you encounter over the course of the day. Because 9 out of 10 times, when someone goes to touch a doorknob, they're trying to use a napkin or a shirt tail or something to hold it, because they think it's so filthy. But yet still, the smartphone, the screen on your smartphone, is even filthier than a doorknob, because when you think about it, when was the last time you actually cleaned the screen of your phone?
This morning, but okay.
Yeah. Well, you're the exception. You're the exception to that rule. Most people don't think twice about it. They touch their phone after they touch everything. They drop it. They pick it up. They never clean it, though. But yet still they think that that's cleaner than, you know, the doorknobs that they touch every day, like I said. So they take those same dirty fingers and they start itching and scratching and stuff. All of a sudden they get a sore in their head and it's one location, the same location that they've been picking at, scratching at, and they tell you, oh, my hairstylist used a dirty tool on me. That's why it's only in that one spot. And then you think about it and you say, well, how come it's just in that one spot and not all over, you know? So a lot of times what happens is people just take time to go to the store, to buy these box colors that may cost them anywhere from $5 to maybe $20. They go home, they use it, and then they mess it up. And then instead of them paying the original $75 that it would have cost for a single application color, or 75 plus a 20 for the length of the hair, because if the hair is long, we do charge extra for it because it's more product to be used and it's more hair to work with. But instead of paying that, they wind up paying $150, $200. And, yes, those are realistic numbers because every stage of lift that we apply, it's $50 because it's time-consuming. And you can't do process back-to-back on wet hair. We got to go through it one time, dry it out to see what it looks like, go back in and do it again until we get the desired result that we need, and then we can start performing our services as far as repairing the damages or, you know, damage that was done.
Wow. So I guess that's what you mean when we were having a conversation. You were saying pop goes the color. People that put color in their hair that don't know what they're doing and don't go to a professional salon can cause a lot of damage, so that's interesting.
Long-term
wow.
damage, and it's $75. Go to a professional. Hair cuttery, we stand by behind our services. So if someone should ever come to my salon and say, hey, listen, Mike, this is what happened. I came in, one of your stylists did my color. I don't like it. What don't you like about the color? We can correct it. That's not an issue. I can fix it. Now, it comes out cheaper for you to come to me and something goes wrong where you don't like the color or you don't like, you want to change the color or whatever. It's cheaper for you to come to me and do it versus trying to do it on your own. Because if you try to do it, you're going to mess up and you're still going to wind up coming to me and you're going to pay for not only the product that you use on yourself, but you're going to take up more time to come to me to correct mistakes you've made.
You know, that's interesting. I just had a conversation yesterday with somebody, and I was telling them how a lot of times with certain people, when they have a problem, instead of them bringing the problem back to the person that can fix it, they want to complain or badmouth the person, and then they end up worse or off, plus that now they ruined a relationship where the person would have probably been happy to have made the correction or didn't know that there was a problem.
True, true.
Very huge.
And that's
there was enough.
That's absolutely true. That's 100% true.
There's another thing that you were talking about. What is your beauty, what was it? What is your beauty in a bag?
Beauty. Oh, we have specials for the holidays. We have gift packages, and every year we package, you know, various things that, you know, are useful in our industry because we are in the beauty industry. So we may not necessarily do makeup. We do the wax and we do facial waxing. I should must clarify because we did have a lady come in and wanted a full body wax, and it was rather amusing to say the least, because she thought that once you did waxing, you're supposed to do that the whole body thing. But we don't. All we do is facial waxing. So what we do is we package things for Christmas season. And right now we have the beauty in the bag where it's like your whole makeup kit. We get the brushes, the different brushes, the different implements that you're going to need and tools to do your own makeup. Or, you know, someone, you know, it's a great gift set for, you know, a teenager or even an adult that like to do their own makeup. Teenagers are big into makeup. So a lot of the products that we put in there are kind of geared towards, you know, the novice who wants to just play around with their own makeup. It's not expensive. It's fairly cheap. Most of the gifts that we have are under $30, believe it or not. And we're talking pretty decent stuff here. A lot of the stuff, like I use a lot of tea tree products. I love the Paul Mitchell tea tree line, so I use a lot of that, and I use the Wasabi. Wasabi is from Cebu, which is a company which is one of the companies or products my company owns. It's one of the best products I've ever used. I love the product, and that's just my personal feelings and experience with that product. But we have a lot of tea tree packages. We have a lot of color packages. So if you're looking for like a stocking stuffer or just something to give to someone, you know, that would be really useful to them. Everyone washes their hair, so all you have to do is say, okay, I know that my niece, she gets her hair done all the time, or my nephew, he swims a lot, or my niece, they swim a lot, they're, you know, really active. You come in and get a gift set and it's pretty much, you know, a hole in one, you know. It covers, like I said, we have a little bit of something for everybody. So the beauty in the bag, of course, you know, it's a nice gift set. And like I said, most of the gift sets are now all of them are under $30 because we just marked them down again.
Outstanding. So from our conversation, you know, it sounds like, you know, basically you need to treat your hair just as well as you treat your body as far as nutrition, as far as proper cleaning, as far as proper maintenance. You know, and also not only what you put on it, because I guess what you put on your hair is also what you end up putting in your hair, huh?
Exactly. And a lot of people I see, you know, I'm not going to call out the name of the product or the name of the company that makes the product. But let me tell you this. If you ever find a hair product that has a whole, you know, a lot of fragrances to it, a lot of good smells, stay away from those products. They contain a lot of alcohol. And what happens is that stuff you might think is good for you, but it actually damages your hair because it dries it out, makes it really dry and brittle. If you ever find a product that when you put it on your hair, you can't just use water and get the majority of it out, don't use that product. If you have a product that you shampoo your hair one time or two times and the product is still in your hair, don't use that product. Our body heats up, and, you know, a lot of times when people do their own color at home, they find that the roots come out lighter than the rest of the hair. In the industry, we call that hot root, because the body heat activates the process a whole lot faster the closer you get to the scalp. So every product that you put on your hair, look at it like this. Every product that your hair, that you put on your hair, if you take your hand, take one hand, turn it palm up and kind of make like a claw, and take the other hand and stick a finger in the center of that. Now, when you close your fingers around the finger that you got sitting in the palm of your hand, that's what your hair looks like when it sits in your scalp, right? So all the products that you put around on your hair, what happens is when your body heats up, it goes down into the shaft around the hair. So what happens is you find that you get a whole lot of product buildup around it. Those products blocks or stuns the growth of your hair, so you find out that your hair starts thinning prematurely. We have clarifying shampoos. They're designed to go in and take out everything out of your hair, strip all that impurities out of your hair. I recommend that you do a clarifying treatment at least once a week, especially if you're someone who uses a lot of product on your hair for that specific reason. Do a clarifying treatment and do a deep conditioning treatment at least once a week. Your hair will be healthy. It'll be shiny. It'll be easier to style, believe it or not, because every time you put products on your hair and you go to style it, the next time you go to style it, you're not going to get the same result that you get just from it the first time because the old product is still there. The new product goes on top of the old product and weighs it down. So then every time you go to style it, you're going to style your hair and you're going to notice that the ends of the hair are not doing what you want them to do. So when people see that, the next thing they do is they crank up the heat. So now they start out at, say, you know, 280, and their iron goes up to 450. Before the end of the process, they're at 475 trying to find 500 because they want to hear that hair sizzle. They want to see it smoking because they want to lock that curl in. So they put these products on their hair, curl it with the implement, whatever tool, flat iron or curling iron, and they let it sit there. That is destroying your hair. In the industry, when we go to school, we are taught to never let the iron remain closed on the hair. We always got to constantly keep the heat moving, quicken the iron. But yet still I see people twirl their hair around the barrel of a curling iron, snap the clamp on it, and they're on the phone talking. And then they pull it out and they look at it, and to them, it's perfect. But to me, that's perfectly damaged because if you go, you start looking at the ends of the hair, it looks as if it has like the eggs from life, the little nits on the end of it. But the ends are so damaged and burnt, that's what it looked like. So now you got to come see me again. Now I'm going to have to cut off at least 2 inches off your hair to get close to the healthy stuff as possible, as slowly as possible, because 9 out of 10 times, you're not going to cut off 4 inches off your hair to cut all the dead stuff off. So now we're back at square one, trying to convince you to cut off more hair to get to the healthy stuff so you don't have to keep cranking up the heat on your hair to get the results that you want. So what I always recommend to my clients, male or female, do a clarifying treatment at least once a week and do a deep conditioning at least once a week. And it works for male just as well as it does female because us males, we put stuff in our hair. We see the top of our hair thinning out, and we panic. We're like, oh, my God, I'm thinning. and every time you go somewhere, if you go to lose weight, one of the first things they want to do is give your body a cleanse. They want to give you something to flush out all the impurities. Your hair is no different.
Wow.
So it's basically the same process. So I highly recommend getting a clarifying shampoo, getting a deep conditioner, or a mask or something when you go into the salon. Intertend makes a great product. They have great products. I love their mask. They have a mask that I recommend, highly recommend. The mask is $25, but it's not something that you use, like I said. You don't use a whole lot of it. You use a small amount because conditioner hits your hair, the follicle closes instantly. So you don't need a whole lot of the product. Get a good shampoo, a good clarifying shampoo, and put some of that mask on there, and your hair will be good can be. And half the time when you do that stuff, you don't need to do any other styling agents to do it. You pretty much can do whatever you want to do with little or nothing in your hair.
Wow. So most people need to definitely go to their salon, and they also need to actually create a working and understanding relationship with their hairstylist, because I see that
exactly.
There's a ton of people that use a way too much. I know we had a conversation once where you were talking about how people use way too much chemical on the chemicals that they do put in their hair naturally. So, I mean, that was a learning thing for me.
You know, if you eat a lot of fried foods, a lot of greasy foods, it comes out of your system. And a lot of times you hear people say, oh, I got oily skin. My hair is oily. You get these thick, chunky, thick flakes in your hair. That's a part of your diet. There really isn't much you can do but, you know, control what you put in your mouth.
Totally understand. So, Mike, could you tell people how they can get in touch with you at the Potomac Yards Haircuttery?
Well, we're running our holiday hours for the month of December all the way up to the New Year's. We'll be opening at 8 a.m. up until 9 p.m., and that's from Mondays to Saturdays. On Sundays, we're open from 9 to 6. We're in the Potomac Yards Center, which is off route, which is on Route 1 across from Jack Taylor Toyota or the Porsche of Arlington. We're on Route 1 across from them in the Potomac Health Center. Our address is 3925B, Jefferson Davis Highway, Alexandria, Virginia. The zip code is 22305. Our phone number at the salon.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone number at the salon is 703-548-9393. Once again, that number is 703-548-9393. My name is Michael, and I am the salon leader here. Call me anytime.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike. I truly want to thank you for coming on the show and for sharing all of this great information, and I hope that those who are listening will take advantage. Plus that, you know, with it being the holidays, ladies and gentlemen, we just got through, what was it, Thanksgiving? Christmas is coming up. You might want to get your hair into the great shape and health that you want it into so that your Christmas will be, you'll be looking the way you want to look. And from what Mike's saying,
I'll tell you what, there is nothing like a great shampoo and a haircut. If you ever are stressed out and you just want to get your mind off everything that's going on or just want to just stop and really sit back and look, hairstylists are like bartenders. When we start working on people's heads, they tell us all kinds of stuff, and then they wake up and say, what did I say? And then we laugh, we tell nothing. So we're like soundboards for people.
So you're kind of the hair therapist, huh?
That's what we are. That's exactly what we are. You come in and you said, listen, I want an executive package, and that's exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get a nice scalp massage. We're going to give you a cut. We're going to, you know, blow dry it and everything for you, have you looking spiffy again. You know, we have various packages that we have, you know, that comes across as, you know, just pretty much a turnkey happy, you know, happiness package. You come in and we just take care of it, and you leave out feeling 110%, you know. And
do you hear that?
Believe me, this time,
gentlemen. I said, yes, did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? You need to go in and get that executive package.
Executive package. Treat yourself to it. Believe me, you'll be surprised. You'll be like, wow, I need to come and do this. I had a guy come in one day, and the guy had come in the salon a couple of times prior to this, and he was just a grouchy guy. And one of my stylists, you know, she got him in a chair, and she, you know, started, you know, fixing his hair and just kind of do what we do when we first get in the chair. We got to check the integrity of the hair, feel around to see what's going on with your scalp, check and see the texture of the hair, the condition of the texture. And she was just doing that, and this guy had never tipped. He had never done any of that stuff. And he walked out of there with product and executive package, and now he comes in every week. And he gets his hair shaped up or cut, and he gets his executive package, and he's a whole other person since he's experienced the whole executive package. It's very good. I get it myself also. I mean, I'm a hairstylist, but sometimes we get so tired of doing everyone else's hair, we just kind of want to kick back sometimes and let someone else do our hair also. So I highly recommend. If you don't want to do any other service, just try that.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Again, I want to thank you for coming on the show and for sharing all of that, those nuggets of wisdom and knowledge. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Michael Smith, Potomac Yards Hair Cuttery. And their number, again, as he was saying, is 703-548-9393. Again, that's 703-548-9393. The holiday season is there. If your hair isn't doing what you need to do, you need to ask for Mike at Potomac Yards. Again, Mike, thank you. Thank Hair Cuttery, and you guys have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. All right, gentlemen and ladies, again, you need to go ahead and get what you need to get done, and go see Mike so that he can hook you up with that executive package. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for listening. And as always, we wish you much success. Take care, be well, and have a great day and great holiday season. Farewell.